Hitler Nazi movement was media and propaganda. It was pictures in the newspapers of Jews with long noses and all different kinds of stuff that they would do. Do you realize that when Rwanda, in 1994, when they had the big massacre, and they massacred over 800,000 Tutsi tribe members, it was all through propaganda. It was all through the radio. It was all through what they did to incite the people on a mass riot and a mass way of doing it. Do you realize the power of the arts? Do you realize that if the enemy has the power to destroy people through the arts, what can it do in the hands of us? So here I am. You know, I get asked to go to Rwanda. I get asked to minister to 60 of the genocide orphans that had been hunted down for 100 days, had seen their families macheted before their very eyes by their neighbors. And here they were catatonic, the people couldn't reach them, and I was going in there to minister to them, and now they were around 18 to 25 years of age. So I go in there, and I go in there with the arts, because the arts have the power to heal. So I brought in their song and dance and art and writing and photography, and I taught them skills, but we also showed them who they were. And so the first day, guess what I did? I went and I took them on an encounter where God the Father adopted them, and I gave them all adoption papers. The next day, I introduced them to the Holy Spirit and that he would comfort them in what they're going through. And I had 60 people here make blankets, and we put a blanket around them. I took them on a time when they forgave those that had hurt them. And every day, I would take them on a different encounter about God's love. And at the end of this time, each day they had done workshops and art and writing. There was one man named Roger, and you'll be seeing him in the video I'm going to show you in a second. And in this, here he was. He told me his story. And these people had never shared many of their stories. They dug a pit, and they were putting all the dead bodies in these pits. And they didn't know that he was alive. He was 8 years of age. And he was buried alive. And he was in there for 3 days. And this dog was sniffing and sniffed, grabbed his hand and pulled him out. And so what I asked them as they were doing the art, I said, show me your what happened during the genocide, but show me where God was at, because God saved you. And he goes, God was in the dog.
Wow,
because he saved my life. So at the very end of our time,